And now, it's time for our weekly news round. Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
The Silesian Evangelical Church of the Augsburg Confession, the SECAC, recently held its National Synod in Třinec in the Czech Republic. While this year's Lutheran Convention focused on the theme of music and Reformation, there were major issues to be debated during the 2 days convention. SCAC voted on whether to end fellowship with the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Brunswick, a member church of the Evangelical Church in Germany, EKD, over doctrinal differences regarding morality, especially human sexuality. The vote did not pass, but illustrated a growing frustration in SCAC over the moral position of some of its partner churches. SCAC had earlier ended its partnership with the Lutheran Church in America, the ELCA, in 2009 after the ELCA voted to bless same-sex marriages and admit non-celibate homosexuals to the ministry. SCAC is a member church of the Lutheran World Foundation, but has strong ties to a number of international Lutheran Council churches. It holds a partnership agreement with Germany's Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church, SELC, and cooperates with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, LCMS, in a number of areas. The Synod saw 62 pastoral and lay delegates come together to conduct the business of the church. They were joined by a number of guests from other church bodies. SECAC operates primarily in the northeastern corner of the Czech Republic, uniting believers of both Czech and Polish background. The church has more than 21 churches and preaching stations and a membership of more than 15,300 people, making it the largest Lutheran church in the Czech Republic. The Church of England ended one of its longest and most divisive disputes on Monday with an overwhelming vote in favour of allowing women to become bishops. The Church's National Assembly, known as the General Synod, voted for the historic measure, reaching the required two-thirds majority in each of its three different houses. In total, 351 members of the three houses approved of the move, only 72 voted against and 10 abstained. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, said the long-awaited change marks the completion of a process that started more than 20 years ago with the ordination of women as priests. He called for tolerance and love for those traditionalists who disagree with the decision. As delighted as I am for the outcome of this vote, I am also mindful of those within the church for whom the result will be difficult and a cause for sorrow, he said in a statement. The Prime Minister David Cameron called it a great day for the church and for equality. Opponents had argued that allowing women into such a senior position in the church goes against the Bible. Others warned that the church should not be guided by secular ethics. Lay member Lorna Ashworth, who did not support the move, said the church has entered new territory. This is something we have to work out as we go along, she said. The Church of England represents diverse religious groups from conservative evangelicals to supporters of gay marriage. Major changes can take years, even decades, to bring about. 2 years ago, similar legislation narrowly failed to reach the two-thirds majority with lay members, despite the approval from bishops and clergy. After that vote failed, the church worked to build trust with its lay members, who lagged behind church leaders on the question of female bishops, and make the legislation more acceptable to opponents. At the same time, the church came under increasing pressure from the outside to reform in favour of women. Some of those who had changed their vote this time around said they did not want to block changes the majority was happy with. Monday's vote marks the latest advance of women into the church hierarchy. The General Synod ruled in 1975 there was no fundamental objection to women becoming priests, but it took nearly two decades for the first women to be ordained. Things are likely to move faster for aspiring female bishops. Welby told the BBC he expects a first woman bishop in the Church of England by next year. He was less sure when asked if there will be a female Archbishop of Canterbury in his lifetime. I have no idea, he said. I'd be delighted if I did. The Church of England was established by King Henry VIII, who appointed himself as its head in 1534. The government still formally appoints the Archbishop of Canterbury the spiritual leader of the church, and Queen Elizabeth II serves as its supreme governor. Parliament maintains a role in church affairs and will be called on to ratify the female bishops' legislation. Some 26 bishops are allocated seats in the House of Lords. The Church of England is part of the global Anglican Communion with 77 million members in more than 160 countries. The Episcopal Church in the United States was the first member to have a woman bishop and is now led by a woman. A court in Pakistan has passed a death sentence on a man convicted under controversial blasphemy laws of insulting the Prophet Muhammad, lawyers said Tuesday. Pakistan has had strict laws against insulting Islam, which can sometimes carry the death penalty, but rights activists say they are often misused to settle personal disputes. Zulfikar Ali, aged in his 50s, was arrested in April 2008 in the eastern city of Lahore and accused of writing blasphemous slogans on walls. Ali's lawyer said his client was insane, but Judge Naveed Iqbal passed the death sentence on Monday, prosecution lawyer Chaudhry Ghulam Mustafa told AFP. The country has had a de facto moratorium on civilian hanging since 2008. Only one person has been executed since then, a soldier convicted by court-martial. Accused Zulfikar Ali has committed the act of blasphemy by writing the abusive sentences towards Holy Prophet on the walls of Nehru Park, Isampura, the judge said in his ruling, seen by AFP. He was caught red-handed. Police came there. He also used to utter derogatory remarks on hearing the call for prayers. Ali must also pay a fine of 1 million rupees or $10,000, otherwise he will have to spend 1 year in jail before going to the gallows, the order said. Defense lawyer Kashif Bakhari said Ali was brought to court from the psychiatric ward of the jail. I pleaded in the court that he was insane, but this plea was ignored, Burkhan said. The judge in his order said he checked Ali and found him mentally competent. Even unproven allegations can provoke a violent public response. A recent report from the US government advisory panel said Pakistan used blasphemy laws more than any other country in the world. It listed 14 people on death row and 19 others serving life sentences for insulting Islam. In Rome, Pope Francis's hints about a possible opening on the issue of married priests are sowing confusion in the Vatican and among Catholic reformists and conservatives alike. Twice in 3 months, Francis has talked about changes to the tradition of celibate priests, although he has never been precise about exactly how this could be reformed. On a flight back from his trip to the Middle East, Francis pointed out that there are already married priests in the Ukrainian Greek Catholic and Coptic Catholic churches. The door is always open, but we are not talking about it now as the order of the day, the Argentine pontiff said. It is a priority, however, for the dozens of campaign groups that have sprung up, many formed by men who have been forced to leave the priesthood to get married. The European Federation of Married Catholic Priests estimated more than 100,000 former Catholic priests have got married over the years, a figure which would make up around a quarter of the number of current priests. Early this year, 26 women who said they were in love with priests living in Italy wrote an open letter to the Pope asking for a Vatican audience and speaking of their suffering because of the secret lives they have to leave. Vatican expert Andrea Tornielli said at the time that Francis was particularly sensitive to the issue as, when he was the Archbishop of Buenos Aires, he was close to an Argentine bishop who renounced a priesthood for love. The Pope's comments over the weekend have had the effect of a new bombshell after La Repubblica Daily, in an interview, quoted him as saying on priestly celibacy, "There are solutions and I will find them." The comments were immediately denied by Vatican spokesman Federico Lombardi, who said that the interviewer, the newspaper's 90-year-old founder Eugenio Scalfari, had not written down the exact quotations. "This is not at all an interview in the normal sense of the word," Lombardi said, of the one-to-one conversation between Francis and Scalfari, even accusing the newspaper of manipulating naive readers with inaccuracies. It was the second time that a papal interview with Scalfari has raised some hackles in the Vatican, leading to the question of whether the Pope could be using these conversations as a way of bypassing traditional Vatican communications. Father Pappas Gianni Pecaro, an Italy-based married priest from the Greek Byzantine Church, which is under Vatican authority, welcomed the Pope's reported comments. Speaking to La Repubblica, he said, "The issue could not only change the relationship between the Catholic Church and the lay world, but also with other churches. We have to read the times, and there is no doubt that today's society raises questions that a married priest is definitely better able to cope with," he said. A Vatican expert, speaking to AFP on condition of anonymity, said that as a whole, Francis was seen as an open pope. "With his arrival, the progressives in the church have regained hope," he said. But a Vatican source said that merely pointing out that priestly celibacy is not a dogma was no great discovery, and called for a greater caution on over-interpreting papal comments. The source said, "Some questions have been raised, but this should not be seen as messages being passed on." In the Republica interview, Francis pointed out that the ban on married priests was only instituted in the 10th century, 9 centuries after the death of Jesus Christ. The Pope is sensitive to the issue, said the Vatican expert, although many observers are puzzled as to what kind of solutions the Pope could have in mind, and few are expecting major changes at any time soon. And finally, it was little comfort to the residents of a home along Lake Washington in Seattle when a man who crashed through their front door and began loudly reciting scripture. He was stark naked. Police said a woman called 911 at about 2 a.m. on Tuesday while her husband grabbed a baseball bat to protect his wife and 2 children upstairs. Arriving officers spotted a naked man in the street talking to himself. He ran away, but they chased and caught him. The 20-year-old man was arrested and taken to jail with a stop at hospital after he told police he had taken LSD. My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
On your PC, tablet, mobile phone and internet radio receiver, this is Lutheran Radio UK.